listening to Am I the Bullcast, the only podcast about Magic the Gathering that you're listening to right now. I'm your host, Mike Carrozza. You might know me for my column over on EDH rec called Am I the Bullest. You might know me as a stand-up comedian, but right now you know me as one of the co-hosts of this podcast, because joining me, as always, is our genius super producer, Morgan Sanchez. Hi, Morgan.
What's happening, Mr. Mike? How you doing?
What's cracking, buddy? How you doing? I'm doing good.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It's feeling a little chewy on this Tuesday.
You've been watching British television?
I wish. I wish I was.
No, you don't. I've been watching Married at First Sight UK, and that's a nightmare, but I love it. I'll eat it up. I don't want to leave him in the dark. Our other co-host is also here, back from the Chicago Fire. What is that?
The rat
Chicago
hole.
Fire is a the rat.
No, that
the bean.
The Chicago back from the Fire bean. That happened in the 1800s.
Back from the 1800s. It's Games Freak SA Michael Solani.
Let me tell you about my trip to the 1800s. I went all over, and it was a mess. It was a gigantic problem in several areas.
Wow. Who could have seen that coming? Gang, we are going to do another mailbag today, but I'm excited about this one in particular because, we got a f***ing guest in the house. Sorry, Ken. Who is this? Who do we got? Oh, it's our editor, Ken, joining us on today. Hi, Ken.
So you already swore earlier and didn't say sorry to me. I don't know if I can let it slide.
I swore. What'd I say?
You said shit. Sorry, Ken.
You're making it worse. You know, I was trying to get people to swear less, and it's really blown up in my face.
Yeah, sorry. We're swearing a lot more.
And now you're famous, it's really just kind of like a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. That's what the podcast gets known for.
It's a bit of a Carbonza situation.
That's right.
As someone who says words on this podcast, let me just be the first to accept responsibility. We f***ed up.
Apologize.
We f***ed up. That's an apology.
That's admission. There's no apology there.
There's a second step to admitting you did something wrong. Oh, yes. It's denying that it was a bad thing. We f***ed up. But really, when we think about it, it's your fault for making do this.
Sorry, Ken, for all of these. I can't believe he's doing this to you.
Yeah.
Right to your face.
Yeah, I should have expected as much.
On the eve of my daughter's wedding.
How dare you? We're doing a mailbag today. But before we get into it, Ken, folks love you. I told you before we started recording, but like there are more and more submissions that come in with each day of people saying, sorry, Ken. And people who talk to me about loving the podcast will say, sorry, Ken, when they type a swear. You are part of the DNA of this podcast. You are a huge deal to the voice of it. And I wanted to make sure that we get you on so people can get to know you a little bit more. And so we can talk some bad word about Magic the Gathering. And so, Ken, why don't you tell everybody what your relationship to Magic is, what you got? You love Magic. You play Magic. Tell us all.
Well, I've been playing Magic since about fourth edition on and off. I was in like a Boy Scout meeting and I heard someone else talking about fireballs and wizards and no vampires. That's what it was, vampires. And I was like, what are you talking about? I need to know. And that's how I got in.
All the hits.
Yes. But I only played a little casually. I don't know. So I've been playing for a long time on and off. I was a judge at one point. I've edited a bunch of podcasts. That's what I've been doing recently. Haven't had a chance to play much these days.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a great game. Do you have a spell table set up? You got yourself rigged up for a little bit of spell table?
I wasn't sure if we were going to play tonight, so I did have one set up.
Okay, well maybe we got to figure out a time that we could do that. We ambushed you with a bit of a hang and a podcast episode.
What if we just abandon this podcast and just play Commander with Ken?
You could play against my really old decks. I haven't edited them in a couple of years.
But you're an editor.
Tell us about this. What's the deck?
Wait a minute.
How dare you, Michael? How dare you, Michael? What deck did you bring to this? If you were to reach for a deck right now and we were like, let's ditch this episode and just play, what would the first one you grab be?
Well, I guess... It's Queen Marchesa. Just a Queen Marchesa deck that I have. I would like to edit it more. Whatever editing software we're currently promoting online, deck building software. I have it on there, but, you know, with a whole bunch of additions, it wants to be a light stacks deck because I like playing with people, but, like, you know, the eternal.
But not too much.
Not too much. These are the eternal long turn problem, correct? And so my idea is just to put some restrictions easily dealt with in the spirit of the labyrinth. You know, everyone can only draw one card, me included, but you can kill this thing. It's real easy. Just like blow on it. It's dead. Mention enchantments. It'll go away.
Yeah, no, you're right. I've been coming around to playing a little bit of stacks myself. I think it's been pretty good considering everything's been so explosive lately.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I've got two boluses in my crosshairs right now. Morgan, why should I dislike you this episode?
You can pick any kind of real, honest reason. It could be in or outside of Magic, and I'll take it, I think, at this point. It's almost the holidays, so I gotta get some positivity, and some of that positivity might mean you throw some darts at me.
So throw some Mariah Carey CDs at you?
I love her so much.
She's thawing out. All I need for Christmas is you.
Yeah.
How dare both? First of all, having to watch Married at First Sight UK online means that there's a bunch of ads, and there are so many British ads right now that immediately jump to Christmas. And let me tell you something: the pumpkin that is rotting outside my house right now is not even cold yet, and you're doing this to me. You're doing Christmas? No, thank you. How dare you?
I don't understand. It's like America. Why don't they do commercials about Thanksgiving over there?
Yeah, that's right. I forget that you guys have a Thanksgiving before. Ken and I are both like, oh, right. Yeah, Thanksgiving. We already had ours.
Where else am I going to use this delightful eggplant plush that I bought when I learned that the entire line of vegetable plushes from Jellycat went away? So I scrambled to a paper source to buy this eggplant. It's Thanksgiving themed. All vegetables are, right?
How much do Beanie Babies go for these days?
This cost me $14. This eggplant.
Oh, the resale value, though, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now that it's out of stock or out of print, $60. You could buy a strawberry, $60.
Some solid arbitrage there.
You could buy a strawberry. Oh,
I did not do that. I did not spend $60 on a strawberry. I'm lying. She's over
Michael,
there.
Michael, do you know what I'm pointing out right now? Where they'd have to stick me for a lobotomy. This is where they would have to get at me after this. I don't know what is happening. I bought this eggplant and I could sell it for a strawberry. Is this ancient times? Are you stuck in the 1800s?
It's universes beyond.
You trade cards on CardSphere all the time. How is this any different?
That's right. Our sponsor for today's episode, it's CardSphere.com. CardSphere, get your cards here. Use the referral link in the description, and that'll lead you right to the website. You sign up, and then it's easy for you to trade your cards and get some, too. Let me tell you something. CardSphere, get your cards here.
Can't buy eggplants on it, though.
No, you can't buy eggplants on it until Magic does a food token with eggplant on it.
Mike, that should be the second tagline for CardSphere. CardSphere, get your cards here, but also CardSphere, you can't purchase eggplants on it. Or aubergines if you're in the UK.
You could get a hot dog token, though. And that's a plus for me, you guys. And a hot dog
that's
cart.
A plus
you
for
can
me.
Open a small business via cards that you trade and buy on CardSphere. And that's genuinely the best thing about it. And one more shout out for CardSphere for me, too, is that Secret Santa is happening. If you go to CardSphere, if you go to the website, check out
but
the blog.
Thanksgiving
you can sign
hasn't
up for
happened
Secret
yet.
Santa. It's Secret Santa for Christmas before Thanksgiving. So it all works. Like, it's just the
it
math
works.
Of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sign up if you want to do a Secret Santa, do some fun stuff. It's a $20 limit, so nothing too crazy. Might get something cool. Might get a hot dog. Might get a bunch of hot dogs for $20. And
might
that's
get a bunch
why
of hot dogs.
I am there and I am signed up because I'm ready.
Hey, Ken, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
After we just did plugs, got a quick question for you. How cold is it out where you're at these days? We're both Canadian. It's getting colder. How cold is it out there?
It's about, I don't know. It's 10 degrees out right now. 10 degrees for Celsius. You Americans. You know, 10 degrees, you know, the worldwide.
I know you're trying to get our goats. It's not going to work.
Denotation of Celsius.
You know what? The rapid decline in temperature on this end of things, it was 10 degrees for us yesterday. Now it is 1 degree here. And buddy, it brings a chill to my bone. You know what I need is a good old BoneBoxGames.com.
Oh.
Get your deck boxes, your play mats, anything you need, you can get at BoneBoxGames.com. Big fan except of their deck boxes. Except for eggplants. Big fan of their deck boxes. You got Tarot, you got the K, you got the porcelain deck box, you got the baked goods one. They do great stuff, and you'll love it. You'll feel like a champ carrying your cards in a BoneBox Games deck box. Please head over to BoneBoxGames.com. Use promo code BOLCAST for a little discount. Now we're really done the plugs. All right, there it is. We did it.
I'm going to search Scryfall art tags for eggplant.
I feel like I should say, sorry, Ken. But not for swearing this time, because I did a whole setup.
Yeah, I did not see it coming.
I've been tricked. Showing the one card where the illustration contains eggplant, it's the Swamp Pizza Land. I've been tricked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, get wrecked.
Oh, wow. Great. You're up. Yep. This is where
Ken, do you have any feelings on the swamp, the Pizza Lands from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Guys, I just sidetracked the podcast for another 10 minutes.
That will require me to pay attention to all these releases.
That's a good point.
And I choose not to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Ken's the smartest one of us all.
Have you missed the whole Spider-Man thing, or is it just through us that you've been keeping up?
I get my news when I'm editing the podcast.
That's hell fair. Yeah.
So wait a minute. Okay. We could say whatever we want and you'll believe it?
Yeah, basically. And we'll repeat it.
Heck yeah.
We'll repeat it.
But I don't talk to anyone about magic right now. So, you know, dead end.
Ah, damn.
We have like our own self-fulfilling propaganda machine here, guys. We need to use our powers like for, I don't know, evil, maybe? Maybe it's time to be evil?
I am the Maturian candidate.
It's time to be evil.
So you don't have any opinions on the new Avatar cards that have been coming out in the last couple of days, huh?
Oh, I can kiss my ass for all I care.
There we go.
Apologize to yourself.
No, that passes the filter,
ass
don't worry.
Gets a pass? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask gets a pass gets a is pass. A bumper sticker I have on my car. So,
oh yeah,
ask gets my pass is a bumper sticker I have on the back of my pants.
And we'll be right back. We're starting to do intermissions because I need to distance. We're gonna do an intermission very quickly, by which I mean I'm gonna keep talking and then intermission is done. Hey, we're back. Hey, Michael, you said you got a story for us and we're gonna talk about some magic. You want to go ahead and share us what your story is? Because we're not going to talk about Avatar cards. Not again. You know what? You've seen the cards. You played the set. By now, how fun or how bad? How good or how bad? We know. We're also in the future. Michael, what's your story?
Well, coming from the amazing future of the 1800s, where all the cards come from, they mine it out of a salt mine in Utah. But it's part story, part conversation.
Oh boy.
So I was playing against a cat's deck, and you know, this cat's deck was making cats. There's a lot of cat tokens.
Do you remember the commander?
Yeah, it was the Boros Ajani, the flip walker.
Oh, interesting.
Cool. So that's the one that has the zero where if it deals damage to someone equal to the amount of cats you have. Mm-hmm. So the more cats you have, the better. And this deck stuck a turn one Ocelot Pride. So this guy had tons and tons of cats, right?
Yeah.
Great. Stuck on 5 mana, nearing the end of the game, the natural end of the game. He had about, you know, 10 cats in play.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. But he also stuck a Giselle Goldmane. And that's the one that for 3 white and white, you can buff up all of your creatures equal to the amount of attacking creatures there are. So if you swing with 10 things and you activate gold main, that's like 10, 10, 10s and everyone dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I realize that's coming. I actually have a response. I have a mirror shell crab in hand, which you can pitch to counter a spell or ability.
Oh.
And I was just sitting there like, oh man, if he goes ahead and attacks with everything and uses Giselle Goldmane, we're all going to die. You know, like this sort of just playing up what could really happen if you do all that stuff. Kind of kind of goading baiting this person into declaring an attack and then being left with really bad attacks after it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, rolls around to his turn. He's got 5 mana up. He starts casting things. And I'm like, wait, you're sure you don't want to activate Goldmane? You're really sure about that? He's like, oh, I guess not. So he takes it back. And at that point, he was like, now I can't do this because I've gone too far. You know, sorry, Ken.
Yes.
And I'm like, I can't do this now. I basically told this guy to take a playback. It's too mean. It's too mean to be like, oh, I got you. I strong armed you into doing something I knew would fail. It's like, that's a dick move, right? We would all agree that that's a dick move. So where I'm coming from is, what's the limit? Where are you allowed to push someone to make plays that you know would benefit you personally?
Wow. I'm going to let that hang there because I need you to feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
You didn't.
I was the good guy.
You didn't do it, but you were setting it up. You were setting it up.
Look,
pointing out stuff that's happening.
If I had just said, oh man, he's going to swing with Goldmane and kill all of us, right?
Uh-huh.
If I had just said that and then he went and did it, that would be justified.
Sure. Fine.
And I think there is a line that has to be crossed, right? You know, saying the thing is there, planting that idea, you know, Matt Damon Inception.
Oh,
all
beginning
that stuff.
To scoop your cards up because he's got us beat. He's just gonna activate and kill us. No, don't worry about it. We can, are you good to scoop? You good to no, you wanna play it out? Okay, counter.
There's a play in 3 acts in there somewhere.
But obviously if you're telling people to scoop up, that's way too far, right?
Obviously, yeah.
So where's the limit?
Where's the limit? I think you passed it and did it. That's it. I personally,
yeah,
I think
it's
just
no
pointing
notes
it
for
out.
Me.
Yeah, pointing it out and being like, he's just gonna do it, and then you know, and then countering it. Great, you had something for it. But
yeah,
being like, weren't you gonna maybe use the ability and the?
But then he ended up doing that, and I'm holding the mirror shell crab, and I'm like, I just let it through. I just let him, kill everybody. Because at that point, if I had countered it, I'd be just the absolute dick.
Oh, totally would.
Yeah.
Ken, what are your thoughts on this? You've been making a bunch of faces at this whole thing.
Well, this just sounds very familiar to what would be a previous episode where Solani goaded someone into attacking with their whole team and then had to draw his entire deck so he could pitch his card to screw them over.
That was different.
I don't see how.
That was different because I didn't have a response in hand.
Yeah, like, but you knew you had that response.
Well, here's the thing. In that specific scenario, I did have a response for the attack. I didn't tell him to attack me with everything, but I had the Aether Spouts, and then a Zerdragon trigger put down Dromoka, so I couldn't use my Aether Spouts anymore. So I'm like, well, sorry, Ken. I have to actually go and find a response, so I'll go ahead and draw 54 cards because I could do that. That's not bolus behavior.
I think setting up the Aether Spouts is a little bit. I still think that the goading somebody into something that they wouldn't normally consider is like, that is the politics at play. That is deception. That is like part of like when I'm playing somebody. I'll, you know, if I'm playing at a table and I see something that I want removed, I'll be like, that thing sucks and I think we should all remove it. And that's just fact. I think we should all remove it. It would make me really happy, but I'm included in that one. I think I should remove that thing. But if I'm like, no, don't look at my board. Don't look at my board. And I'm trying to make sure that somebody kills.
I'm just a little baby. Don't look at my board.
Yeah. Somebody
not hurting anybody.
One of my creatures I want dead. You know, and I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Wink, wink.
It's coming
worry
back.
About it. Worry about it. And then I want them to kill it. No, that's not how I do it. I'm just going to be like, we're playing a game. Read the cards or don't. Let's have some fun with it. But if you're like trying to set up somebody and being like, wow, look at this line. I can't. First of all, you're telling people being like, look at how your deck can play. Isn't that how your deck plays? That deck is playing the way that you play your deck. And if you did the deck play, that'd be pretty cool, actually. Go ahead and do it.
I know
no reason.
I know you're like setting it up so that it's like generic for every deck. but I'm going to start using those exact words in specific circumstances. I'm going to be playing against a deck and be like, wow, look at your deck play. It sure is playing the way it's supposed to be playing, isn't it? You know, that's a shade thing. Like when someone takes a 20-minute turn, that's what I'm going to start doing. It's like, your deck sure is playing the way it is supposed to. You know, just go ahead.
Are you playing my Rakdos the Muscle deck or
what?
You're
doing, the deck is there. You're playing it.
You're playing the hell out of that deck right now.
I really love seeing your deck play. It's being played.
Every version of that card, those cards, they're also pretty. I wish I could see more of it, and you're playing the deck, so I will see more of it. Thank you.
I love watching you play your deck. It's just,
it is quite passive aggressive. Yeah, and I think I meant it as such, obviously.
Passive aggression. That's a point in the bull's favor, Mike.
Yeah,
you're gonna end up in the bad place if you keep doing that.
That's also very Canadian. Canadians are passive aggressive.
Canadian bull's second opinion. Is a separate Ken. Voting structure that we have.
Ken, you're Canadian, right? I didn't actually know that until the start of this filming. Oh. I did not realize that.
Well, you haven't heard me say couch or sorry enough times. I usually get.
I got a little bit of it on your about, but
yeah,
you know,
there you go.
That's only after I knew.
You know, whenever I go to a Magic Con, I get a lot of it. They're like, "Oh, say that again." You know how it is.
You know how you talk to the British and they have those amazing accents, and you're like, "Oh, just say more words to me." You could steal like my wallet. I don't care. Just say things.
We're too close to the British in Canada. We know enough to not think like that about them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't. Hey, Brits, the accent, not as charming as you think.
It's all a ruse. It's all politics for them. Just like in Commander.
It's still pretty
charming. Just goading everybody.
Yeah, but that's it. That's what you're doing. You're goading somebody into making a decision they think of, and then go, you know what? I'm going to cast this other stuff, and then go.
But is that
right?
The
line was crossed. If you had countered it then, I would have been like, get out of here. How dare you?
So the line has to be, there has to be some disconnect between you and the person performing the action.
You can't just be all puppet master about it. You got to be like, you know.
You have to be more puppet master about it, I would argue, actually.
Oh, is it bad to be
okay,
like...
okay, hang on. Wait a second. Michael, shut up. Go, Ken. Tell us more. No.
You're implanting the seeds at entirely the wrong time. You need to have done this before it started their turn. Be like, oh man.
I did. When it's going to be the previous turn.
Well, then the seed didn't take.
I know.
And then after he makes an attack, oh man, if you had only done that, we'd be in such trouble right now. And then you got to wait you got to bide your time.
There it is.
Like both.
Honestly, here's the
problem.
I like this.
It's
this
real
is where
games.
It's at.
That's real EDH politics. Because
you could have drawn it after. Yeah. No, truly. You could have totally drawn the answer after that turn, the next turn.
When you need to draw 54, you know, to make it out.
Well, that's a wild one. That's crazy talk. But I'm talking about this attack. Ken's right. If you're going to do this, you plant the seed, you take your turn, you go, I'm really worried about that Jazal. I don't have removal for it. I think I'm going to hang a couple blockers back, really see what I can do
about this. Does the lie make it worse? Saying you don't have removal for it when you do? Because I always had the removal. I always had the crab.
Did you say you didn't have removal?
I don't personally think so, because I do think that's a part of the fun of it. It's the bluff. Right? Like the bluff isn't like the bad part in like a poker or whatever. You have to come to expect it a little bit, right? It's one of those like red herring moments. Like, oh, I don't have removal. Oh, I do have removal. Oh, I have removal. I don't have stuff.
It's like Hunter the Hunted in Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping. But also I'll say I wouldn't call this removal. It's interaction for sure, but like a countering an ability. It's not like something I'd be like, this is in my removal pile.
Yeah, but you have to commit so much to make it happen. Like, if I had countered the ability, there would have been 10 attacking creatures in terrible shape. It would have been, like, the worst attack possible. All of those tokens would have died. That's removal.
Fine.
Right?
Okay. Sure. But you don't have removal for Jazal.
It's a blowout, one way or another.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll say... I think that it is interesting to like Ken said, plant the seed, really like, you know, I'm worried about this thing. Take a little extra time. Be like, you know, does anybody have anything for this? We can't let it get to the turn and then no. Okay. All right. Well, couple actions. Gonna draw a card. Who knows what I drew? And then I say nothing. And I move forward. And that's it. You know? If it happens, it happens, and you make the play. But you can't push them to take back turn game actions and then do it. You know? And it's also, like, another thing that is happening here that I'm not the biggest fan of, which is, yes, point stuff out on the board. Absolutely, that's part of this game. Point stuff out on the board, discuss how you feel about them, whether or not you have the resources needed to make things happen to it. But the moment you start playing someone's deck for them, I'm like, okay. Unless they're missing triggers and you need to call out the triggers, you have nothing to do with their board. They're making these decisions themselves. You know, unless they make a deal with you or they're missing triggers. Mm-mm. Somebody's like, I made a deal with you to not attack you. And they start going to combat and they're like, well, I got to remind you not to attack me. It's like, ah, damn it. I forgot. Or, hey, when you go to combat, like, I'm going to go to combat. Here's the thing. You missed a trigger going into combat. You got to do that trigger.
But what's the difference between like planting the seed and playing someone's deck for them, you know? Ultimately, they're in control of all of the decisions they make. They could be like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. And then they go ahead with it. The only reason that they would take back the thing or whatever in the first place is because they were convinced by my argument. You know, doesn't that constitute their own choice?
Well, people feel pressured often when being pressured. And then they'll make decisions hastily.
You're so good at making... You're too good at taking down entire arguments with one succinct sentence.
I'm actually really good at that. It's quite annoying.
It's why this is like a one-off, you guys, because otherwise we'd just be having like a five-minute conversation here.
You don't want to hear what it's like in the editing bay. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like
Ken is like the CEDH of Am I the Bolus here, okay? Like, it's just kind of like...
If you want the jury trial of Am I... Or if you want the judge trial of Am I the Bolus, just go to Ken... He'll hand down judgments from on high and they'll always be correct.
Yeah,
that's a feature we could have, is that send me a message and I'll summarize it to Ken. He'll say yes or no and that's all you get.
Yep.
That's all it is. He doesn't even explain why.
No need.
The omniscient yes no. Canadian judge.
The truth sets you free.
I was a judge. That was a while ago.
There's two
was
power
damage on the stack still.
I was well attuned with the stack at one point. I knew layers.
Layers are so messed up. Layers,
they're fine.
They're fine.
You guys just need to get good.
Flaky biscuits. That's all I know about
Solani.
It.
Shut up, Solani. Flaky biscuits. That's right.
Flaky biscuits.
I like that we...
What does that mean?
Nothing makes sense, dude. It doesn't matter. Just let it ride. It's gravy. Layers. Flaky biscuits. It's layers are flaky biscuits, baby.
Ken gets it.
Yeah, it's like an onion. Don't worry about it.
I feel like I feel like I'm left out of the loop here.
Good.
Michael, you just gotta get good.
I guess I do.
To your ass, you
I guess,
sorry, Ken.
I guess I do, Caruza. I've been defeated thoroughly.
And bamboozled even.
On multiple fronts.
What can I say? No, your story is an interesting conversation starter, that's for sure. Because where is the line? That's a great question. Where is the line? Most definitely before telling somebody to take back game actions. Most definitely, I think, before telling them exactly what to do so that you're set up to do it. And also, it depends on the level of trust you have with this kind of player. Because, like, you mentioned last time you brought a story to the pod that you were, like, the person who's, like, got the most knowledge about the game. And overall, you're, like, kind of the one that has to be turned to for, like, more complicated board states or, like, giving advice and stuff. So I think that coming from that position, you got to be careful when you're doing these kind of head game things. You got to be real either much sneakier or rather try not to do them at all with the people in this kind of position.
The context really matters here.
Mike, don't you think if your opponent is telling you to do something, you should take it with a grain of salt, like in any game?
So here's the thing. If the game we're playing is strictly competitive, yeah. But if we're playing Commander and part of it isn't just playing to win, it's learning how new cards work together. It's seeing a board state that has never happened before for the first time again, finding out the rules for that and finding out what your outs are in that moment towards a victory. but it's also like, it is a learning experience. It's also a social hang. There's a lot more happening in Commander than just winning. So my opponent saying something to me in context of Commander alone.
Ooh, that matters.
Well, that's it. I would rather be like, you know, but then also at a pre-release, if I'm sitting across from somebody who knows a lot less than me, or if I'm sitting across somebody who knows a lot more than me, you know, there's going to be a little bit of weight given either way. Like if I'm sitting against somebody in a pre-release and they're telling me, you know, I don't know how this works, do you mind telling me how to play this or what this is? My job then is to be a welcoming person to give them the honest truth. I'm not going to try to sway them one way or another, try to use that information against them. Right. And vice versa. If I'm in a pre-release, I want to be able to ask these questions of to my opponent or to a judge. I want to be able to be not bamboozled by this. And I think that that's like a healthy way to play. If we're playing modern, if we're playing a format that we both have to come to with like some sense of understanding because it is a competitive setting. Yeah. I wouldn't ask my opponent what I should do, you know, unless we're testing decks against each other for a pro tour or some shit. Sorry, Ken. Yeah. I don't think this idea of don't trust your opponent's advice is the best. Like, I don't know. I think Commander's got a lot more going for it than that.
Well, I think
Ken, you've got thoughts.
There's a little context, I guess, for the original story we're dealing with is how well did you know this opponent, which could go for any of these situations, I guess, when you're doing the head games. Because the least you know opponent, the more oppressive it is and more pressured you are by like someone telling you to do this or to not do this. But if it's like your buddy you've played hundreds of games with for years and years, maybe you're like, ah, you idiot, why'd you listen to me? You dummy. You know, because that could be okay.
That's how I endeavor to treat all of my pods.
Well, I can't
wait to get to the situation where like, ha, Morgan, you fool, you've fallen right into my trap.
Willingly, even, too. I'm the worst.
I now cast Mind Break Trap to make you mill all of your cards or whatever the hell that card does.
And I'll cast Pot of Greed to draw three cards from my deck. That's one of my favorite moves in Magic the Gathering.
Pot of Greed, draw three.
That's right.
That's how it works, right? I think that's how
it's
it
bad.
Works.
Don't worry.
I mean, I feel like we've gotten somewhere with this one, and it's already this is a shorty. We figured it out. We got to a point. Do we have a clear line? Morgan, what are your thoughts on all this? Because like you've been piping up here and there, but we didn't really get like a clean. What are your thoughts here?
I mean, this is one of those true bolus situations where between your head points, I really don't have much to add in terms of the context for this, right? Like you're either trusting your friend or you're not trusting somebody who you don't really know. I mean, really the only thing I can add here contextually is that, you know, there's been plenty of situations where
contextually.
This is not like a dig at you, by
every
the way.
Every time
Solani,
you say context,
either.
I will give you a dollar.
Perfect.
Don't
get that.
Don't
get that counter up. It feels like Ken said, kind of oppressive sometimes, maybe coming from a stranger or somebody I don't know as well. It's kind of like, man, why you got to do kind of like some peanut gallery stuff? Like while I'm trying to, maybe I'm in the tank. Maybe I'm going to do it anyway. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm already thinking about it. It's like, you know, it's the voice in your head that's suddenly like out loud and talking to you. So it's like really like, oh, who, what? it's
what made it even worse was after he decided to attack with the gold main. He spent a little bit of time divvying up the cats so that everyone died. And it took like 5 minutes, which is fine. It's didn't take too long. Right. But it was a palpable amount of time. And I'm like, oh man, now if I counter it, I'll really be a dick.
It's a palpable amount of cats and, too, I'm sure. So,
okay. Hold on a second.
One
now we're
amount
back
of cats hang is on, palpable.
Hang on. Now we're back to circling around where if it's very good friends, this is hilarious.
I do think that is true. I think at some point it's just like, it flips back to funny. It's just like, oh my God, I can't believe you just spent 10 minutes getting fooled by my counterspell. You know, the counterspell that hits abilities.
The one you never saw. Stupid.
It could have been just a fog. That would have been a reasonable card to play, but nope, here comes the crab.
It's very silly.
It's time for crab.
But also, I wouldn't cross that line. It'd be one of those things where it's like, after the game, I wrestle with myself to admit it, and then I don't admit it, or if I'm feeling spicy, I tell them, I had the counter in my hand, I didn't want to do it. I felt dirty doing it.
That is another part to it. Do you tell them after the fact?
Okay, let's go around the bend. Ken, what do you think about that part?
Yeah, I like to tell people after the fact, especially if they didn't go for the play, because that's a teaching moment. That's not
being
a jerk.
Get his ass! Get his ass!
Because then afterwards you'd be like, oh, if you had done that, I would have done this. So it's good that you didn't.
You know what? I'm just going to embrace my role as the kind of malaligned asshole EDH player, because that, statistically speaking, more of our audience will resonate with me than with you.
Don't call our audience a bunch of assholes.
That's why you're here.
There's a card for it. It's Sower of Discord. We just need to alter that to have a picture of Solani's face on it. And that's just, that tells you everything you need to know about this person.
No, we're all here because we're trying to become better.
Listener, if you're up for a really easy, quick task, and it doesn't cost you much time at all, do please put Solani's face on Sower of Discord. Please do it.
As just long as you don't done. Use AI.
Yeah, you better not use AI. Don't feed any of us into AI.
You're the bolus if you do that.
Sorry, Ken. Yeah, big time bolus. Morgan, what do you got to say about Solani revealing or not revealing?
Do you tell him after the fact?
This is like a weird one for me because I don't know. I want to say no. I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of listening to the yap.
Hard.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really tired of listening to the yap. And it's not you, Solani. Remember, this is all contextual.
Yeah.
This doesn't have to be you. But I'm tired of the yap. I don't want to hear it. Let it happen. Next turn.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. We're going around the horn. I don't need it. I don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think that it's a very difficult one to come to. Like, see, both, we already have two sides of the coin. Where it's like you want to be like, hey, this would have been funny, but also more often than not, my head is going, you don't tell him.
It's a little like self-aggrandizing, right?
To it's be
like,
so well, hard actually, to resist though sometimes.
Well, that's like,
yeah,
why.
Because you want to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah,
you want to be like the puppet master. You don't gotta be. You puppet mastered the hell out of this, and you went. And the strings are snipped. And I did that part.
Maybe you tell them.
I'm not a fae, Mike.
Maybe you tell them after the game.
I don't steal people's names.
Yes, no. But after. Okay, so this is him asking about after the game.
Oh, right. Okay.
So is your answer different for after the game?
Well, that's what I kind of mean. Like, not like immediately afterwards, if you're trying to be like, sure. I'm the smartest person in the room. But like afterwards, like, then, oh, remember when this happened? I was trying to do this and I screwed it all up and I didn't want to be a jerk.
And I had a change of heart.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to do that. Yeah, I think my answer is for after altogether, period. Like, if you don't do it right away, then like, and you don't do the move, first of all, don't do the move. Good job. Second of all, never speak of it again, except we have this podcast and you're being very vulnerable here. I do want to say this about Solani coming to us.
You guys are taking advantage of it constantly.
Honestly, but it's very fun. It's like you're coming to us with these things and we're discussing them and we're razzing you because you're our friend and we love you. But it's also like,
I tricked you. I'm not secretly your friend at all. These were all made up. You've all been bamboozled. Meerschaum crab.
My hands are crab claws. I'll just say, like, I have to commend you. Like, you are being vulnerable with this very underhanded play that you nearly took advantage of and decided, okay, I have to draw the line somewhere. And I think it's great that you did where you did it, because if you'd gone ahead and done it, this would have been, I don't smoke and I'd start smoking. I would need a second on the balcony. I think that you know. And the thing is, it really depends on who you are. Because if I'm doing this and I'm playing with my play group at home and my friend is like exactly what you're doing. And I go, you know what? You're right. Let me take all this back. End the game for everybody. Sure. All right. I do it. And then we do the combat. I set it all up. And then you go, hey, Mike, counter. And you're like one of my best friends. I'm laughing really hard.
If I did this to you, would you be pissed?
To me,
yes.
I'd have a really hard laugh at it, but I'd also be really pissed. I'd be so upset, but also knowing that this isn't something that's going to happen again because it's such a dick move. You are bolus tier for sure if this is something you do regularly.
So you're saying I get one.
Casual. you get one. And Solani, make no mistake, you telling us this is your one. Like, this is, you don't get to do
this. I neither
this.
Confirm nor deny.
Okay, well, I think we can go around the bend and give us a verdict. Morgan, we've ditched the very scientific method of voting, and now it's just very simple. We just make it really clean and easy peasy, because I think we're all thinking it, and I'm ready to give up my two extra vote power for this one. So let's go around the bend. Morgan, do you think Michael Solani, aka Games Freak SA, gamesfreaksa.info, where you can find all your Michael Solani Games Freak SA needs, is
the letters, not the words.
The letters, not the words.
I can't do it, you guys. I can't. Solani, you can't be the bolus to me, all right? Like, no matter what the context is. Yeah. Man, I love you. Okay. You're a good friend. Good brewer.
You are giving me carte blanche right here. You know that, right?
It's well, too much power.
You get your one. I get my one. We all get our ones. There it is. One and done. Okay. Not the bolus.
Ken, you pay the one.
I'm paying the one for you to let me get to Ken's verdict. I pay the one. Just shut up, Solani. Ken, what do you say? What's your verdict here for Solani?
You know what? It's real tempting because you did really come right up to that line and just like you were about to tip over, but then the heart of gold shone through. And, you know, that's why the Solani is welcome around these parts, because he will make the right move at the right moment, you know. So not the bolus.
I will say, I'm surprised that you guys both went this way, because I thought all we were all on the same page. I thought we were all about to say the exact same thing, which is you're planting seeds, you're being duplicitous, you got this player to rewind their turn because you reminded them of a kill shot just because you had the counter in hand, but then you didn't do it. Not the bolus, dog. Not the bolus. You had a change of heart. You obviously, I think there's no way this story goes any other way if you go that extra tick. I think this was the line. This absolutely was the line. You met the line. That's it. So I think Solani, I think this is our official designation of Michael Solani as a true Ugin. And I think that brings us to the end of the episode. I think that's what a heartfelt, heartwarming way to end a show.
I gotta say, after this two-parter, this duplex of
weeks apart.
Yeah, of whether or not I should goad people into making bad plays. I should probably stop doing that.
I would say so. Make a life change. Change your life.
You know, think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it.
I'll reserve it just for when I'm playing against you, Mike. I'm just going to pilot your deck.
We don't get to play often, so I will say fair. You get one. Bring it on.
Is this an official recommendation of the Am I the Bullcast crew? You get one.
That's
it's
it,
just
yeah.
like felonies, guys. You get one.
If you're all friends and you get one. It renews every year. How about that? That's a new house rule. I think we ended there. Let's first of all, shout out Ken. Thank you so much for joining us today and being you were ambushed with this episode, and we're just happy you got on with us.
Yeah, we did not tell Ken about this, by the way.
This was a surprise. We just had like a little bit of a meeting before and was like, I'd love to ask Ken to just be on. I think it'd be very fun to have you part of this. And so thank you, Ken, for joining the crew today on the mic. And also shout out to us for not saying too many swears this episode, it feels like.
Us?
Yeah, you okay.
I think it's just me, right,
oh,
Ken?
Oh, no. You like, why would you do that? Morgan said none.
I'm just saying.
Morgan said none. I said three. That's very low to me. I counted.
You were keeping score?
How many of mine do you count?
I don't know how you count.
What words are you censoring? I said twice, sorry, Ken, three times. And I said,
what did you say,
one,
three times?
Sorry, Ken, twice. So that's five swears total.
We'll see.
Okay. Michael.
We're just going to go to the episode, the whole thing censored.
Michael said the D word that we don't say anymore. So
it's true
that counts for too much. So Ken, please tell our listeners where you want them to check you out. What do you want them to check out? Anything that you want to plug, or if you want them to leave you alone, you can also tell them that. Who cares? You're in charge.
Well, I've been a little off social media for a long time, although you can find me on Blue Sky at Loader, LOAD3R. And I do check in every once in a while. I would like to get back on it someday.
Oh, yeah. So make sure to follow Ken at Loader on Blue Sky. Morgan Sanchez, where can people find you? What would you like them checking out?
I am also on Blue Sky at Indigo Gentleman. And just whining about random stuff each day, sharing articles, doing fun stuff. That's all I do.
Hell yeah. Michael Solani, where can people find you?
You already said gamesfreaksa.info, and those are the letters, not the word.
SA. The letters SA.
Yes.
Perfect. My name is Mike Carozza, MikeCarrozza. I've got a Linktree/MikeCarrozza. Instagram, Twitter, Blue Sky, all of it at Mike Carrozza. You can find my comedy album wherever you get your albums. It's turning 5 this year, I think. I think it already has. Whoops. Time flies when you put out an album and you don't have a follow-up for a while. Working on it. And then, of course, you should check out all of our stuff on edhrec.com, where you can read the weekly column, Am I the Bolus? Anything Solani puts out on there as well. I don't know what your schedule's like, Solani. I don't think what do you have a set schedule for your writing?
No, I did just post why I think partner with is not as good as just regular partner, which
that's
got derided for the clickbait that it was. Mm-hmm. So
fair.
It's also a fun read. Point.
I think it's a good point because it is not as good. And also shout out to Morgan for being a kick-ass editor over on edhrec.com as well. And that'll do it for us. So it's time to scoot the day. We're going to say goodnight. And take care, and also...